Welcome to the Calyrex Game Corner's Pokemon D&D campaign, featuring Cindy, a hot-headed teen with a penchant for arson, Gimli, an admirable father seeking to reunite his family, Elodie, a fun-loving baker with a whimsical heart, and Schmidt, a courageous young man searching for his purpose with a duck. Together, they make the Quacko Paco, and this is Dunsparce and Drampa. When last we were with the Paco, Schmidt had a long conversation with Mewtwo regarding Mewtwo's personal history, Team Neo Rocket Galactic, the lore of the plates and the aspects, and finally, some information regarding Symmetra Redtree and her Alakazam, Kaz. Schmidt took off on Patricia's back like a rocket the moment it was thought that Sam may be visiting her Silphco office in Mauville City. With Mewtwo beginning a deep restorative hibernation with the assistance of the new aspect of growth, Bud the Toad School, it is the afternoon on a partly cloudy day a few miles east of Mauville City at the Berry Farm. Gimli, Faye, Elodie, Gimli, and Cindy, what will you do?
Good start.
Schmidt ran out of the basement, and y'all are presumably still in the basement, and Mewtwo is honk me 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 mean. Unless you think he's a honk shooer.
I think he's a honk me 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 me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
But I think it's a telepath. Like, it's not actual noise coming out of him. It's a telepathic
It's a telepathic
snore.
Message by home. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me.
Very good.
That, like, you can hear within, like, a radius of him.
Yeah.
He still has the nose bubble, though.
Yeah, very important. It's also worth noting that Bud, the aspect of growth, is kind of just vibing. This room is, like, a lit with life. There are kind of, like, the first time you were here, you witnessed natural conduits that seem to be pulsing from the plate that was implanted in the wall. Those conduits seem to be alive. They're pulsing with, like, green energy that seems to be fueling its way into the soil above the basement. And Bud is simply hanging out, kind of. He is also pulsing the same green energy. And as we also recall, Bud took his own Pokeball and threw some vines in it, and it is kind of pinned into the corner of the room, and it's like has all its machineries interrupted, allowing Gimli to carry an extra Pokemon while Bud is busy doing this.
Very nice. Who will I pull out? That's a great question.
Yeah, you can take this time if you want to just do the box link. And
Yeah, I'm looking at it while people make decisions.
Okay. I'm still wrestling with the fact that Cindy's grandparents aren't just as sweet and old as we originally made them out to be, because they were using the fucking plate to make the best berries in the world.
Con artists, charlatans.
I mean, considering who your parents are, like, they had to get it from somewhere, or
right.
Whichever parent is the child of.
They discovered this plate and they're like, it's a trade seeker. We grow our berries with love and literal magic steroids.
I mean, it is a trade secret, but it's like a gatekeep kind of secret.
True. Yes, it is a gatekeep kind of secret.
I will say that your NPC companions, being Gimli and Faye, are both upstairs, either outside or in the living room. They did not follow you to the basement.
Understandable.
Wasn't Faye, like, vibing outside because they were like, hey, go touch some grass, kid?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's for the best that you touch grass, yeah.
After everything that you've, you know, probably heard us talking about.
Yeah, just go touch grass, homie. Like, you're good.
It makes everything better.
Who am I going to bring out? It's either Brigalad or Gus.
Brigalad being Sudowoodo and Gus being Slowpoke, correct?
That's correct.
Oh, interesting. Neither of them, I guess,
about Gus.
Yeah, Brigalad has had some really solid gym challenges, but I feel like doesn't hang out much. Where Gus was there for the Granite Cave adventure, but really was more of a liability than anything.
Right, we just kind of did it to save his life, but could be useful later.
Could be.
It's unique typing at the very least.
Yeah.
But it's not rock.
That's true. Neither is Toidle.
But he's just a guy.
Toidle's like honorary, all right, Lou.
Yeah.
I'll put Brigalad in the party. That's fine.
Okay. Brigalad the Sudowoodo joins the party. Very good. So from a grand perspective, y'all just need one more gym badge and then you can go home. But you also have some quest leads. There's one taking you to the desert. There's one taking you to Mos Deep City. There's kind of a side quest taking you to Mount Pyre. And then there's also considering the fact that you don't have your rogue. He is not here. So I don't know if that's worth actioning on or
honestly, not. Yeah, honestly, right now, I think the priority is just, let's go get that gym badge and get out of here. Like, fuck Schmidt. Like, I am a fuck everyone in the Hoenn region.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, wait, I can go home? But wait, I am home! What do I do?
Cindy is like...
Yeah. Oh, thank God I got these
Mewtwo badges in my basement.
Yeah.
Mewtwo.
A Mewtwo in my basement.
That's a weird fucking Goosebumps book.
I hear the honk me 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 from my bed in my head.
Oh my God. Honk me 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 me. Honk me 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 me.
Terrifying.
Like, this is Cindy's childhood home. Like, this is where she grew up.
Okay. But we do have to make a choice to do something. So obviously Bud is staying with the farm.
You don't have to, but you probably should. It's you can do whatever you want.
Well, that's the whole session.
Yeah.
It's just us being again. All right, guys, we're talking about maybe doing something. Content. Welcome to content. No, but we should consider doing something. Like, what's our plan of action here? Do we go after Schmidt? Do we want to, like, do research on the leads? Is there anything we can accomplish on the farm?
That
potentially?
Is a good question. So we were talking plans about where to go because we wanted to go to the desert.
How long has it been since we were supposed to meet Red? Like, what was the time frame on that?
I think the executive decision was 8 days.
Yeah.
8 days. Okay. That's a lot of time.
It should be plenty.
Right.
But we spent like 12 days in Dewford.
Actually, less than you think. I think it was 4 or 5.
It was under a week.
For the campaign.
Yeah, in episode count, yes. A very long time. But
yeah.
As far as time passing, not a ton. Yeah, definitely a lot, but.
Okay.
But yeah, we were going to go get the rock plate in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
is that where it is?
Red.
Did we confirm that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I just checked the notes to double check. It's in the Route 111 desert. Is at least the last time we checked the Atlas Stone. That's where it is. Which I guess we could check again now.
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Actually,
you didn't.
Yeah, why not?
You didn't confirm that Red's mission was to get that plate, but you know it might be in the same location.
Yeah, I can deploy one of many rock types to check it if we want.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think it would also be a good idea. I know it hasn't been long, so I doubt they've left, but we can check if Energy has left Dewford.
That's true. Yeah, because they kept everything on the blimps, so we can track them.
Yeah, it's been probably approximately 3 hours since you escaped.
Okay.
So if you, you're welcome to check whatever you want to check.
I can hold the Atlas Stone.
Okay.
If we want to test where the guys are. The homies. And by homies, I mean Team NRG blimps.
By homies, you mean your villains.
Yeah, our actual arch enemies, yes. The big bad evil guys.
Nah, they're besties for sure.
Oh yeah, we still need to mail Gimli to Yuri. She can punch him in the face.
Oh yeah, right.
That's gonna go so well.
Now just figure out the technology, put me in a Pokeball.
Ooh.
And you'll teleport me over to...
Good idea.
Or we could just send him like a vaguely threatening letter. Look. We're coming for you or something.
You specifically.
I do like this idea. When we find a post office, for sure.
Well, is it one of the things we want to do, check in on Watson? Is he back in Mauville? Because we're close to Mauville.
We can get
the wagon.
Yeah, you don't know.
Okay.
You'll have to go find out.
Just don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's our plan for the day. Is we check the stone and then we go to Mauville for various activities.
That's
then we can check in on Schmidt while we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He wouldn't do anything.
No,
rash.
I'm sure he was completely level-headed.
Literally no espionage.
He just left in a hurry.
Yeah.
Right, and that makes sense.
Yeah, because he loves Sam.
He is a wanted Johto criminal, so like
he
does things pretty rashly in a hurry. So
right, I mean he's very.
Alleged criminal. Yeah.
Right.
Alleged.
It's more like a lawsuit than it is a crime? No.
I think stealing a Pokemon's a crime. So, but allegedly.
Johto's gone to shit. Permanent. They have no government anymore.
Allegedly. We're not there. We don't know.
Is this your new favorite word now?
Allegedly it is, yeah. This is very important caveats, but we don't know the full information. We're talking about the law. We have to say allegedly. It's very important.
Just in case somebody's listening, right?
That's what I'm saying. We have, like, literally two MP. One of them's my son, but
I'm not going to say allegedly for that one. That's real.
Allegedly, my son.
Allegedly.
Let's get him in Trinity test. No, but how do we know he's not a Zoroark again?
Fuck. Don't put that in my head. I just got him back.
Guys, we should come up with like a code word just in case one of us gets turned into a Zoroark so that we're not turned into.
We don't get turned into a Zoroark.
I meant replaced with a Zoroark.
What if that's the thing? This is just like the entire plot is just the thing, but it's Zoroark replacing fucking people in the campaign.
It's possible. I'm just saying. We should be ready. All right, okay, so it's our code word.
Let's check the stone, and we can come up with a code word in the meantime. But let's get the stone out and check something.
All right. Let's do it. Who's touching the stone?
I'm assuming Cindy produces it, right?
I'm holding it, but I'm asking like which Pokemon.
Trevor can check first for the rock plate.
Okay, Trevor the Gigalith emerges from the Pokeball, or perhaps was already out. Rests a rocky appendage onto the Atlas Stone, and what do you see? None other than a glowing light on the map that appears to resemble Hoenn, right north of where Mava would be on Route 111.
Good.
Sick.
All right, so now we need to check a single plate, whatever your preference is, to track where energy is.
I only have one of these types.
Let's see. So
what if she had all of them? Oh no.
Like no. I definitely have ground and bug and psychic and so I think we're okay.
Keelime's good.
Yeah, Keelime's fine. Yeah.
Keelime it up. Iron Grace, a futuristic version of Curlia, makes contact with the Atlas Stone. You see two illuminations. One, the upper fifth. That appears to be separated from the rest of the map that is present on the Atlas Stone, lights up. Additionally, another spot lights up, and it is seemingly kind of in the center of the southern Hoenn Ocean.
I need to look at my map.
Pull up your Hoenn map, please. You do have an actual map that has route numbers, so you can identify that this would, you know... We don't know how accurate the Atlas Stone is to modern-day Hoenn maps, but this is approximately Route 134 through 132. It is east of Slateport City.
Oh, haha. They're no longer in Dewford.
Oh,
no. They may be on their way to us.
do they know that we're here?
They know that this is our base of operations.
Yuri came here once, and we obliterated him pretty bad.
We haven't been here since. Yeah, but they still will check here, potentially.
Agron saw where we are and snitched.
With all of his words. Agron's really good at talking. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Oh, yes, of course. Rada speaks that.
I would not be surprised.
It's not impossible. Yeah,
Schmidt speaks Quacko.
Well.
I think Rada's too engrossed in rom-com books to...
He's also reading from Blood and Ash right now.
Probably, yeah. I wouldn't doubt that. Guy. He is a big smut guy.
He runs the NRG Smut Book Club.
That's true, yeah.
Well, I do think if we do leave, we should take some precautions. Mainly, what are we going to do about Mewtwo? I don't think we should leave him here unprotected.
Yeah, that's the issue, huh?
Then we'd be splitting the party a lot more. I mean, all the Pokemon that are at the Berry Farm are here.
Mm-hmm.
Jimly's pretty strong,
right?
But only has one of his Pokemon.
He only
or does Jimly have
Pokemon,
any
yeah.
of his? Just what?
Okay. Yeah, he only has one. His partner Pokemon. It is presumed the rest are either in NRG's possession or still in Granite Cave.
Okay. We have a couple letters to send. One to Clementine Sawyer, so he can get Jimly's Pokemon from Granite Cave and take the boat. These nuts.
We hire Clementine Sawyer to take our boat back for us.
Mm-hmm.
Seems
like a reasonable ask.
With Jimly's Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we send a letter to Yuri and tell him to go fuck himself.
Right.
Of course, yes. That's reasonable as well.
Oh, we send a letter to Watson. Tell him we're coming for him.
Jesus.
We're coming. Just a letter that just says we're coming.
We're coming.
All the while, who knows what kind of chaos Schmidt is getting up to right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Right.
I think the closest post office is in Mauvel.
No, yeah, for sure. I definitely think we should go.
But we can leave Jimly here and Faye here. Maybe? Do you think they'll agree to that? Jimly more likely. Faye, I don't know.
I mean, we could always ask.
Yeah. Yeah. But not make it sound like sketchy, because if energy does right. come.
Right, then that's like... Well, the thing is like, there's no amount of, like... I mean, if we stay, like, it's like we don't stand a chance anyway. It's more or less just like, we need to know if we need to get Mewtwo out of here.
I mean, we can keep tracking how close they are.
That's true. Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Does it?
I guess maybe.
How far is the
journey? What does that information do? Right. Like, we have to travel there. Like, you understand that, right? Like,
that's fair. Like, how are we going to get back?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Realistically, if you want to go somewhere, then someone has to stay with the stone to track them and then get the fuck out at the right time. That's the way to do that. So inherently, you want to split the party by doing this, like, maneuver. Because if they're on the move, like, they're inevitably going to end up at our destination. And if that's the case, then we, like, have to get everyone out, including Mewtwo. Otherwise, we're back to square one again.
How long is the travel to Mauville?
Long enough that a round trip would not be possible. And safely. Like, we couldn't, like, react and get back in time. Because knowing us, we'll just forget to check.
Probably.
Right.
How quickly are they moving, like, from what we can discern?
Are you keeping, like, Iron Grace contact, or are you just gonna do it again?
I assume I probably took it off, so I'll probably just put her back on.
Okay. Key Lime is, like, puzzled, but not against the idea. Just like, what are we doing? Kind of intention. The location of the bubble of the light that isn't on the top of the Atlas Stone in this kind of removed area that you are presuming is the moon is in the Southern Hoenn Ocean, approximately Route 133, if you look at your map. They are kind of more or less, like, due south of the Berry House.
Are they going past us?
I have a feeling they're going past us.
Okay. Well, it feels better.
If there was a straight line from Dewford to the Berry Master's house, they are not taking it.
Right.
Yeah.
They might be going back to where they were stationed off of Lily Cove.
Right.
Okay.
So they don't have a definitive location for us, so I don't think.
So either we...
Jimly and Faye here safely.
I do have one final safety suggestion, if we want. Just like an extra precaution, is I could leave Cabbage in Sanctuary around Mewtwo, but we don't have to do that. I mean, it would just, like, give us more time, I guess.
But it only has as much HP as Cabbage does.
Right, so it's not like... It wouldn't keep him safe forever, but it might give us a little extra time if we did need to come back.
I don't think the time, it would provide enough time for it to matter.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Like, they shoot it with one, like, explosive one thing cannon, and it's done, so...
Right.
That's true.
It's more about, like, not being discovered is the biggest thing, which, like, I don't know if they have a means of tracking these different plates, because right now the grass plate is, like... Well, no, my biggest issue is that if they don't have a means of tracking... Well, they do have a means of tracking. The grass plate is just going to take them to Mewtwo if they have a means to do it. But if they don't, then, like, whatever. It's a risk either way, like, that we could just lose Mewtwo and the grass plate at the same time.
But it's inside of Bud.
I trust
Bud. Same way it was inside of Soli.
Mm.
So, like, it would take a lot for Bud to give that up, and it wouldn't be willingly.
No, I suppose not.
He's a strong guy.
I wonder if there's anything Bud can actually do to dampen their location some capacity. I should ask him.
Okay, what do you ask?
I was like, but we're concerned that, like, there's some way to track Mewtwo. Is there anything plant-wise that we can muster to, like, attempt to, like, dampen Mewtwo's, like, I don't know, like, psychic energy output to make sure that he can't be detected?
Also, any piece of the armor should be destroyed or taken, not here, like, taken away from here, just in case any piece.
Yeah, we should take the armor with us anyway, yeah.
Maybe we can sell it for scrap.
Yeah.
Alpha Bud will respond to the question, saying, if there is a means to track Mewtwo, this is something that I would not know. However, I can do everything in my power to presumably prevent the effect of Mewtwo being tracked by unknown means, and that would be simply providing as much foliage cover as I can muster.
Hey, can we at least seal off the basement completely to prevent entry through foliage?
Bud says, Absolutely.
That'll have to do. Okay, so, Bud, we have to go on a bit of an adventure, but I need you to hold down the fort, and we need to protect Mewtwo, just to make sure that he can recover. I'm trusting you with this task. I believe in you. I know you can do that. And we will be back as soon as possible to make sure nothing bad happens. In the meantime, I know it's a weird thing to ask, but your plants are so amazing, and I'm so curious as to the capabilities of them. But is there any way you can produce a plant that I can carry that can signal me if something's wrong?
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah, Gimli, just roll a wisdom for Alpha Bud.
17.
Okay. Bud gives you a solemn nod and says, I am at your command. And a creeping vine wraps around your leg very gently, and into your palm inserts a piece of plant that is basically a leafy twig that is pulsing with the same green energy that surrounds this basement. Bud suggests that this sprig will pulse at a consistent rate. It reminds you of like the leech seed from Ferrothorn in Granite Cave. Mm-hmm. And it will go dim if there is issue.
Okay.
Cool.
So we have a means of signaling if there's an issue, and we can track them on the move anyway. So we have a double dipping means of making sure that we're okay.
And if we find Schmidt, we could come back faster.
Right.
True, yeah, because he's got his
going on foot. Yeah.
Yep. It's a risk either way, but we have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
We can't sit still for that long. So, we're on our way to Mauville then?
Oh, are we going to ask Faye if she can stick around too, or just kind of leave her to her own devices?
Well, we can have a conversation with her.
We should let Gimli and Faye know that we're going. Right.
Yeah, it's like, well, this is what we want to do. What do you guys want to do? Give them their autonomy. Just like, stand guard. It's like, I don't know you. Like
Gimli
I'm
might.
I'm sorry, main character, like, but like...
I'm sorry. Main character, so true.
So sorry that I should bend to your whim, honestly, because you are the protagonist. So
we can pay her, like.
Yeah, it's just like it's such a weird. I hate stranger. You want to guard this berry farm? It's like, bro, where am I? I just teleported through a hole. Like, I don't know what's happening. So I think we have a conversation with her about it. Gimli's just gonna be like, yeah, honestly. Go with the flow, good vibes, good times. Like, he's here for it. But I don't know about our new buddy here. So, yeah, let's go talk to her.
Yeah.
Okay, do you leave the basement to go upstairs?
Absolutely.
As you all depart from this so-called nest, a wall, a wave even, of creeping vines follows behind you. And as you close the door, the whole wall where the door is placed is just covered in plant life and foliage to the point where you don't even know that there's a door there. You'd only know if you've been there before, creating some sort of cover. It seems like this is just a grown-over mossy basement.
Nice. That's what I like to see.
Fabulous.
So you go upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Faye is sitting on the couch in the living room. Gimli is kind of just like looking out the window nearby. He looks like maybe nervous or just contemplative, perhaps. Faye is polishing her Pokeball, and the Porygon Z that is her companion is kind of just doing Porygon Z stuff next to the fireplace.
Just wigging the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. Just like existing in the world, but like glitching constantly.
Yeah, yeah. Just, like, it's like, dog, you just do a line? Like, what is going on here, dude?
Like, fine. It's okay.
Yeah. Faye seems to not be worried, but it is a little concerning.
Hey, guys. We were thinking of heading to Mauville. There's some things that we need to take care of. Seems like everything's going to be okay with the Mewtwo down there. We just wanted to open it up, see what you guys wanted to be up to while we're out.
Okay. I guess there's no real request being made, but you're just checking in with them, kind of?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay. Gimli turns his attention to the group, and he says, I'm still kind of collecting myself. I'm glad I've got Golem here, but I'm a little worried about the rest of my team. I hope they're okay. I hope NRG didn't pick them up. But I'm here to help you all now, and it feels good to be back with at least one family member, as he looks at Gimli, his father. Faye, just kind of sitting on the couch, doesn't look up to Elodie. She says, you know, I'm just hanging out. Feels good to not be in that chaos anymore, but I do kind of got to make a plan at some point.
Well,
yeah.
You both are more than welcome to come with us to Marville and address what we need to address. Jim-san, I just wanted to let you know that they did. We started tracking them, and they did leave Dooford. So I don't know what that means for your Pokemon, if they're safe or not yet. But at least the chaos is over there. So it might be okay that we can go back relatively soon when more of the dust settles and go see if we can find them. But at least you can have some solace in that, I suppose.
Jim Lee nods and says, "Thanks for letting me know, Dad." And he has a slight smile on his face. Faye says, "Oh, you're going to Mauville? How close are we? I heard that there's really good shopping there."
God, she so has her priorities in order.
Let's go shopping.
Oh, my God. Wait, I heard this topic is phenomenal.
Yeah, no, it's pretty close.
Mauville's the closest city.
Yeah, it's not that long of a walk.
Faye gets kind of excited and she says, "Well, I wouldn't mind going with you. I'd love to check it out. If I'm going to be here in Hoenn, I might as well do some sightseeing."
Mm-hmm. I'd be down for that. Wants to come with?
Yeah, that's fine. Son, do you plan on coming along?
Jim Lee says, "Whatever you need, Dad, I'm just here to help."
All right. No, you definitely should. Staying put for too long is, as you know, probably a little bit dangerous in our current circumstances, so should pretty much be on the move whenever possible.
Jim Lee clutches his Pokeball and he says, "All right, well then let's be on our way."
All right.
Before we leave, I'm going to chat with Pumpkin.
Okay. How do you...
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Just pumpkining in the out.
Pumpkin is pumpkining outside, that is for sure. You don't know exactly where.
I'll just go outside and be like, "Pumpkin!"
Okay. Yeah, you do that. Pumpkin is very receptive to Cindy's voice, and bounding from afar, you hear the plodding of a victory bell marching up, and it lets out its classic Victory Bell scream as it approaches Cindy, and it's got a big smile on its two-toothed grin. What do you say to Pumpkin?
Well, I like pet Pumpkin, however you would pet a Victory Bell.
Yeah, the vine at the top of the head where the leaf is quite sensitive, and they like it.
Yeah,
I let Pumpkin know, like, "Hey, we're going to be going to Mauville for a little bit. We'll be back soon. Bud and Mewtwo are in the basement. You still good holding down the fort?"
Victory Bell... Pumpkin lets off a confident little scream, because that's just the sound that Victory Bell makes. They just scream all the time. So.
They just fucking scream.
Yeah.
All the time.
I tell Pumpkin that they're in charge, and yeah, I guess we go.
Pumpkin will give you like a little salute gesture with the leaf that is atop its head. And yeah, you are free to leave. Cindy, roll me a perception just for fun.
Shit. A dirty 20.
Perfect. Yeah, you were just out here a couple hours ago, tending to stuff when Bud was tilling the soil and running around. No question, the berry trees look amazing. They look more beautiful and vibrant than ever, and the berries are, like, basically begging to be plucked, and they're just all full of juice.
Oh, sick. I guess I should grab a few just to replenish my berry satchel.
Sure. How many do you intend to? Do you want to fill up your bag?
Sure.
Okay, roll 3d20s.
17, 17, and 10.
Okay. You'll go to a couple different trees. You will grab 4 Passo berries, P-A-S-S-H-O. Passo, not sure. You will grab 1 lychee berry, L-I-E-C-H-I, just 1.
Okay.
And you will grab 2 jaboca berries, J-A-B-O-C-A.
Okay.
And 2 roap berries, R-O-W-A-P.
Not the WAP. No. Sorry.
God.
Oh, no.
WAP.
Oh,
God. Delicious.
And they all look incredible. They're like, this is a bountiful harvest for sure.
Sick. Berries. The berry farm classics, you know?
Yeah.
The secret tech.
Okay. What's next for the Paco Minus Schmidt?
To Mauville.
Mm. What direction is Mauville, gamers? What cardinal direction?
West.
West.
Yeah, it's pretty much due west. So y'all can hit the road. It's probably 1-ish, 2-ish p.m. Still a partly kind of cloudy day. The breeze is nice. You find yourselves at a water crossing. There's a river that is flowing south. There is a seemingly recently constructed bridge here. It is made out of wood. It seems fairly sturdy.
Nice. Cool.
Does everyone cross the bridge?
Yeah.
Okay. Perception from Gimli, please, as you do so.
Mm-hmm. Crit.
You crit. Great. It seems like a day where there's plenty of activity from Pokemon. You see below you, as you walk over the bridge, your shadow is kind of cast in the water below you, and there are yellow fins sticking out of the water following the shadows. You can't quite see the Pokemon below, but you know they're nearby. At the opposing beach, you see a variety of trainers with their Pokemon. There is a man who is shirtless, with dirty blonde hair, playing a red guitar, and it seems to be there is a Magnemite that is plugged into it that is also plugged into an amplifier, and he's just shredding on the beach. He's having a great time. There is a woman sitting in the grass with a Roselia on her lap, and they are picking flowers and they are smelling them, and Roselia is like playing with them and replanting them. It's a really cute little tranquil experience. People are having a pretty good day at the western outskirts of Mauville City. Do you all enter the city threshold?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome back to Mauville. It's been a while since you were here. Things are mostly the same, but also kind of different. People are milling about, going about their days, going to and from work. The last time you were in Mauville, there was a bit of an issue, what one might describe as a terrorist attack coupled by a political uprising. There was certainly some structural damage, and if you look around the central square, there is still, like, some buildings that are being worked on. There's plenty of construction workers, there's cranes in the air, etc. What you do see is that the Statue of May is being partially rebuilt. It seems that they are piecing together the pieces that were destroyed and crumbled into rubble using an emerald green kind of seal or inlay as a means of repairing, but also beautifying the original work. It's kind of got this beautiful, you know, there's like that Japanese art where you repair pottery with gold. It's just like that, but it's marble with emerald. It is quite beautiful looking. You can see that the Mauville gym, which was very badly damaged, is mostly rebuilt, has a neo-futuristic sheen to it. And there are trainers going in and out. It's a pretty busy day. You can hear the subway rattle beneath you. You see the Nidorinin out nearby. There's the training gym, not the Pokemon gym, but the gym for Pokemon to train in that you see. It's a good day.
Yeah, where are we headed to, gang? What's our goal here, being in the city now?
First, post office. Yeah, post office sounds good.
Post office?
But you want to send the threatening message right now? That's the first thing you want to do?
Well, we have to mail Clementine Sawyer, too. Yeah.
That's true, I guess, yeah. I have a... Actually, does Schmidt have the phone?
The Schmidt has the personal phone, correct.
Yeah.
Look, Schmidt has everything, dog.
Well, yeah.
It's fine.
No, he has a gun and a cell phone. I wouldn't call that everything.
That is everything in this world.
And flying Pokemon.
Well, yeah, he's a flying trainer.
He's probably doing fine. We'll see him soon.
Oh, boy. So, okay. Post office? Is that the...
Sure.
Okay.
That is fine.
Yeah.
Elodie hasn't rolled me a perception yet, so while you're making your way to the post office, please do that.
What is with these constant... 19?
19 is quite high. You notice a couple things. You've been in this part of Mauville before. This is kind of like a... pseudo downtown kind of market district. You remember going to Igor's Incredible Incenses around this part. You see Faye get a little excited. She sees some clothing stores and she's like, ooh, I'm gonna go check that out. Does anyone stop her from doing that?
I was gonna say we should keep in contact with her, but like, we don't really need to. Like, she's not really our responsibility.
She's a free woman. Less of a liability if she's no longer our problem.
Jesus Christ. Can't believe I was dead.
No, we can't protect her from everything. So, like, keeping her around, like, forcing her to stay with us could become problematic.
I'm just saying, it's one of those things where you could phrase that better.
I'm sorry. What else should I have said? One less thing we have to worry about? Like,
you're making it worse.
Yeah, somehow. It's crazy.
Exactly. We could tell her to have fun.
I think we should tell her to have fun. And to stay safe.
Yeah, you do that. She doesn't think much of it. She doesn't think you're saying goodbye, but she's like, yeah, I'll catch you later, as she enters a Gucci Carita.
Gucci Carita.
You also notice with that 19, a group of late teenagers, probably like high school seniors or like young in university, they're sitting around some benches around a fountain, just kind of hanging out, and they look at the group of you, and one of them points, and they all kind of turn and whisper to each other.
Oh, God. just like high school all over again.
Oh god, it's the same thing.
Are you bullying me?
One last thing
they
that you
know where the Quacko Paco. Sorry.
One last thing that you observe is outside of this Gucci Carita is a familiar vendor, a familiar merchant. There's a little cart set up and it says Gerba's Gherkins. There's a gloom standing outside wafting a pleasant pickly fragrance as a woman wearing an apron stands by and says, come get your gherkins. Special deal just today. Those are the things that you encounter with that perception check.
I think I think our dual TikTok fame is starting to catch up with us.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Maybe we should try and keep a low profile. Or, I mean, I guess, yeah, we should probably try and keep a low profile. Because what if somebody sends a video of us, like, posts a video of us walking around and is like, it's the people who said NRG is going to blow up the moon. And then NRG sees it and then they know where we are.
But then they come to Mauville, not the berry farm. It's perfect.
right. And then we're responsible for them blowing up Dewford and Mauville.
We cannot control the evil people. Their choices are theirs.
That's true.
So you just want to keep posting stuff on the internet? Is that what we're saying?
No.
Well, I
not intentionally.
Yeah, we should try our best not to be spotted. I'm just saying.
Let's be slightly sneaky.
Okay. Does this entail a group stealth check? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it, gamers. Everyone roll stealth without your rogue.
Yeah. Well, I got a 2.
Oh, baby.
So,
don't worry about me.
Jimly got a 1, which is good.
Yeah, that's really
22.
Good.
22.
Stealth. I have a +1. 17.
Okay. Pretty middling, all things considered. You're kind of in a city in the afternoon, walking the streets. You're not particularly incognito dressed. Yeah, you're fairly noticeable. You're not like standing out, but you're also not like invisible, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. On to the post office, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You make your way down the street and you see the Mauville City Post Office. It has a little like symbol of Hoenn on a flag outside. It seems to be like a national flag or something. You all enter as a group and you see one person working behind a counter, a couple people in line holding packages or parcels, and just a whole host of bird Pokemon coming in and out and dropping off bundles. And they're carrying like shoulder bags that is like full of mail, and they're using their beaks to pull them out and place them in bins. There's dozens and dozens of bird Pokemon just working their hardest.
Fabulous. Is there like a table with like stationery and stuff for purchase?
Yeah, it seems like the kind of thing where like you can pick up stationery and envelopes and whatever you need to mail, and then you take them up to the counter and you pay for them, and then they're taken care of.
All right. Is there any Shuckle adjacent mail paper stationery?
Hold on, actually, that's a great question. Roll a, I guess, perception or maybe investigation, your choice.
15. I can do math.
Okay, yeah, you 15. Find a great assortment of mail. You don't see any mail that necessarily has a Shuckle on it. The Pokemon-themed mail that you do find includes Meowth, Wobbuffet, a Pokemon that probably none of you recognize, but is like a small, gray kind of chinchilla-looking Pokemon. You see like the Kanto starters on a piece of mail, a Zigzagoon, a Pokemon that reminds you of Gloom but appears to be less toxic and looks like a dancer. Lots of Pikachu mail, some Ditto mail, you see a Natu. Good mail selection. Are you going for a particular theme? Do you want to go for like a symbol or a color?
Do they have ones with boats on them?
Mm. Ones with what?
Boats on them.
Boats. Roll a d20.
4.
There is one kind of bent up stationery left that has a wingle on it, and it's flying over a boat.
It seems... I was hoping for a Shuckle because that would get Clementine Sawyer's attention.
That's true.
No questions asked.
You could always sketch one.
Oh, true. I guess get a blank one and just draw a Shuckle at the top.
Mm.
Okay. I'll grab one of the... It's probably cheaper to grab blank stationery, too.
Yeah, you can grab... Oh, sorry. Was the envelope the thing you were looking for, or was it the stationery?
Any all.
Any all. Okay, yeah. So the stationery that features Wingle and a boat like has its own envelope that's associated with it, and you can pick that up. Additionally, I need a dexterity save from Gimli and a perception check from Elodie.
Woo!
18.
Okay. Gimli, you are able to nimbly adjust your feet as a Pokemon that seems to be merely a bump in the ground that is carrying a parcel on top of its head, weaves between you and rushes out the door. It seems like this works for the post office and is stuck in the ground, and it's like kind of upheaving the tile of the post office behind it, but it somehow reorganizes itself pretty neatly. Very curious. Elodie, what did you roll?
7.
Okay. You don't notice anything in particular. What is the message that you're writing in this mail, Cindy?
Clementine Sawyer.
Honey, please, it's Clementine. I'm like dying every time I hear you say Clementine. It's like, if it happens again, I have to say something. I can't let this go anymore.
What?
Wait, what? You keep saying Clementine. It's Clementine, like the orange.
Clementine Sawyer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just couldn't do it anymore.
How do you know that's not how his preferred pronunciation is?
Because I met him. He introduced himself.
It's Clementine?
No, it's Clementine.
Why are we letting Cindy write this letter?
Maybe it's the Hoenian accent.
Perhaps it is. Who knows?
He works here. He pronounced his own name.
Clementine Sawyer.
Very good. Yeah.
Good start. Good start.
Good start. Great start. We're killing it.
I hope you are safe in Dewford. And you and Liz are well. If you have not yet left Dewford and you have some time, if you would consider going into Granite Cave or what's left of it to look for Gimli's Pokemon.
You're with Gimli, so...
Yeah, Gimli's here.
Oh, he's here. Okay.
Are you going to ask him what they are?
Sure.
Okay. He is missing his Steelix, his Omastar, his Magcargo, his Lunatone, and his Aerodactyl. All very powerful rock types.
Notes well, or something.
Steelix is not a rock type, however.
Do you want a note of that?
Yeah. Just in case it comes up again. So I list them off. And then I let him know that our boat D's Nuts, our rental boat D's Nuts, is docked in Dewford as well.
You guys are still laughing about it.
We're mailing him a lawyer.
That's the name of the boat.
And we have to include the term D's Nuts in our letter. Because we're so stupid.
You reap what you sow. Sounds like a good letter. Yeah. Sadie, are you going to write anything else?
Should we tell him that we rented it from the place in where was it?
It was outside Petalburg?
Correct. It's west of Petalburg. Yeah.
So just west of Petalburg, we rented it from the boat rental place.
In 30 seconds, inspiration, who can tell me the name of the rental?
It was a name. It was an old lady's name or something.
I'll give you 15. Any guesses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the Wingles, like the Wingle with the
Schmidt,
guy?
You can guess too.
It's Mr. Brimey, right? I know that's the guy's name. I can't remember the name of the actual place.
How do you spell that?
Brimey? Fuck.
Isn't it Briny with an N?
It like might be.
Brian of the Sea.
That is correct. It was Briny. The specific name was Briny's Shipyard. But I'll give a D6 inspiration to Cindy for figuring out Briny.
Ayo. Thanks, Schmidt.
Anything else? What is your sign off? What's your salutation?
Hugs and kisses.
No way.
I was thinking like XO. Thanks, Home Slice.
Sure.
Thanks, Home Slice, XOXO. Bring them together.
Let's do a written charisma check for that.
Not the written Riz.
Yeah. How convincing can you portray it on the paper?
Cindy. Have written Riz.
Dirty 20.
Okay, yeah, pretty convincing. It kind of passes off as like, haha, I'm a fun, cool teenager, you know?
I am a teenage girl sending a letter to a lawyer. What did you expect?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, do you seal it up, put it in the envelope?
Anyone have any contest to my letter that I wrote?
No.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, cool. You go up in the line. Do you approach the person working the counter?
Well, didn't we have another letter to write?
Oh, do you?
I think we do, yeah.
Okay, let's get it together. What are we doing?
What's the most threatening piece of postage that they have?
Roll a d20.
17.
17's pretty good. There is a slot where you like pull up stationery and envelopes that is just full of one particular piece of mail. It is branded as Shadow Mail, and there is a like a visage of a terrifying looking Duskull on it. It seems that no one is buying
this mail.
Who's
using this? Who's using this? Like what? People around Halloween.
Who is this made for?
Edgy just teenagers. Right now. This specific circumstance.
Yeah. No, it is real mail you could obtain in the game, so it works.
I pick up one of them.
Okay, you pick up a Shadow Mail. Yeah.
I just like, go fuck yourself. No sign off, so no sign off. Just go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Addressed to Yuri on the outside of the envelope. No greeting inside, just...
He has a full name. It's not Yuri, it's Uranus.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay, that comes on the outside.
If you're
going
to tell me to go fuck myself, put Uranus in front of it.
Right, at least say my full name.
Roll a written intimidation, Cindy.
Nat 20.
No way, okay.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, this is like...
this is insane.
Yeah, this is like a teenage girl sitting on her bed writing her shit list. You know, it has that kind of energy, kind of font to it. That's just like, man, this guy's asking for it. So,
yeah, Comic Sans is crazy.
Yeah, as you like,
it's like a ransom note.
As you close up the stationery to like put it in the envelope, you hear like a spooky moan that would sounds like it would come from a Duskull that is like, you know, in pain due to the message that you've written. It's quite effective.
Okay, I don't want to scare the Duskull.
No, it's fine. It's a feature of the mail. It's like not. It's, okay. It's totally okay.
Yeah, there's just a Duskull in the mail. It's like that's crazy.
Could be. Poltergeist. You
possessed
never know.
Mail.
Possessed mail.
Possessed mail.
Any more
mail? Is that all
mail?
The mail we need to send for now? Yeah, I was going to say if we wanted to mail Watson if he's not here, but we don't know that information yet. So,
well, people were going in and out of the gym, which is he still the gym leader?
For all you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, he's probably back then. All right, we're good.
Okay, do you approach the counter to make your purchase?
Yes.
You do that. You find a meek-looking teenager. He's got a name tag that says Milo on it. He looks kind of scruffy, a little worn down. It seems like he's understaffed today. And he says, "Welcome to the Marvel Post Office. How can I help you?"
"We have some very important mail to send." I slap the two envelopes on the desk.
Okay. He kind of looks at it, kind of doesn't, grabs them, scans them with like a little beeper. It seems like that there's a spark plug looking Pokemon that is possessing this scanning machinery. Milo asks, "Is there anything hazardous or flammable of nature?"
"In the envelopes?"
He says, "Yeah, did you put in anything particularly dangerous in the envelopes?"
"No."
He says, "Is there anything of legal nature in these envelopes?"
"No."
"Oh."
"Well, no, we would never." "What?
Are you like, okay. I'm trying to wonder if, yeah, Cindy, roll a deception."
Nat 20.
Okay, great, yeah.
Oh my god.
You totally
I don't know what is wrong with my dice. Also, my deception is really high too, so that would have been a 25.
Awesome. No, that's great. Can I get a perception check from everybody, please?
Nat 20.
Deception.
15.
Dirty 20.
Okay, nat 20 is kind of just does it for Elodie. So you notice out of the corner of your eye, it seems like different bird Pokemon are assigned to different mail parcels. You see a Pokemon that looks really familiar in Hoenn, Swellow, and Talo, and they're collecting like from the biggest box. And it seems like maybe that's all like local mail, right? You see a Murkrow and various owl Pokemon fielding a different box, and like, you know, different bird species are working on different boxes. There's one kind of grizzled looking Noctowl that arrives in the room and throws a letter into one particular box that is alone. And you notice with your Nat 20 that this box is full of dozens of letters that are all addressed to a Schmidt. There is a stamp in the corner that resembles a legendary Pokemon.
Oh, hey. Can I go over to it and be like, "Hey, actually, it's the best way to get them to give these letters to me." Like, "Hey, I know this guy." Like,
I mean, you could start with that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess we start with that. "Hey, actually, we've been traveling with Schmidt. We can get these letters to him if you're looking for where he is."
Milo says, Yeah, that's right. We haven't been able to find this guy. However, these are all legal letters, so I can't just hand them off to you. You got to bring Schmidt to collect them himself.
We will definitely let him know that they are.
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
We'll find him. We'll bring him here. He'll get his legal mail. Are they from Johto?
Milo looks at them and he says, yeah, that's why they got the Ho-Oh on the stamp.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope this doesn't cause any problems or anything.
Just roll a stealth, Elodie.
Okay. Okay. Five.
Okay. Yeah, not very stealthy. There are two uniformed schoolgirls behind you in line. It seems like they're mailing something maybe for homework or something, or like an assignment. Perhaps they have pen pals. Who knows? One may be a senior and one may be a junior in high school. I don't know how you would know that, but perhaps that's part of their trainer class or something. They kind of overhear this and there's like a little murmur and like a little gasp. And one of them, the junior, taps you on the shoulder and they say, are you Elodie from the Quacko Paco?
We've been had, guys.
We've been had. We gotta get out of here. I'm gonna like quietly be like,
she's been told that a lot.
yeah, I've been told I look similar to this Elodie person, but no, I'm not.
No, that's not me, no.
No,
I don't know who that is. No.
Okay. I guess deceptions from Elodie and Cindy, and I want a perception from Ginley, please.
Nat 20. Let's fucking go.
Cindy, my god.
Perception from me is 19.
It's an 18 from me.
Okay, great rolls, guys. The girls say, oh, that's too bad. We think they're really cool. And the other girl says, yeah, they've been going around Hoenn, and they're like, it's helping people, and they're really powerful trainers. I hope we get to meet them someday. Gimli, during this conversation, you hear the sound of shattering glass and screams.
Oh, God.
It's fairly...
Man, I wonder what that is.
It's fairly distant. It sounds like it's a few blocks away, but there's a commotion, certainly. It doesn't seem to distract anyone else. You just happen to be closest to the door.
We should go. Thank you so much for sending our mail, kind sir.
Milo says, wait, you haven't paid yet.
Sounds awesome.
Hold on, you gotta pay.
Oh, shit. How much? I'm so sorry. How much is it?
He says, well... people only buy the shadow mail during the October festival, so it's all right. I can give you a discount on that. For both of this mail, you're going to owe 15 Poké Dollars.
I give him 16, and I wink and just walk out.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The change.
Did you say keep the change?
Yeah.
Please charisma that and get another 20, please.
I got you a dollar.
Yes, 420, let's go. Oh, that was not a 20, but charisma plus 3, 13.
Okay, yeah, he just thinks you're silly. You pay the funds, and you see as a large pelican Pokemon scoops them up into its bill and flies out a hole in the roof. It seems that your business is mostly done if you wish to leave.
Yeah, we gotta go check out the commotion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As you're leaving, you hear the two uniformed schoolgirls. One of them says, I'm pretty sure that's Cindy. That's just like her to like give extra money to the person working at the post office. And the girl says, yeah, that sounds about right. I think that's them. I think they look so similar. But if it is them, then that lets me wonder, where is Schmidt?
We're wondering the same thing.
To give money to a postal worker. She extra infamously money. Does that.
Extra money. Keep reference. It's foolish. Not foolish. It's just like, you know. Anyways.
It's foolish. Why would you tip the postal worker?
Just for reference, is the Baco still in their cowboy outfits?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we've changed.
No, they did not change.
Maybe Cindy might have because she had her whole wardrobe at her parents' house.
Maybe, but you
not
didn't
that we
say
were there
it,
long,
so.
Though.
No, yeah. I'm still wearing my 10-gallon hat. That makes me as tall as everybody else.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
We're very discreet.
We tip our cowboy hats at the postal worker as we leave.
Thank you kindly.
Oh, God.
Thank you kindly.
This is just
don't know this Elodie of the Quacko
Trails.
Oh, my God.
Western phrases. Thank you so much.
Oh, very good. You step outside and you look around. You see maybe like one person who seems to be worried about something, but otherwise people are mostly just going about their day. Glass gets broken all the time in Mauville.
Breaking news. There's a glass shortage in Mawville. Stuff just keeps breaking.
You're in the kind of market street. Faye is nowhere to be found. Jim Lee's still with you. It's probably 3, 4 p.m.
Is there anything happening at the tower that Sam's office is in?
Roll an investigation.
I knew these good rolls would catch up to me. 8.
Okay. Yeah, you see a handful of large buildings that kind of surround the courtyard, large office buildings and hotels that is around Central Mawville, but you don't quite remember which one is the one that Symmetra works at.
Rip.
I feel like we were pretty intimate with that building when we ended up in their attic, and then we're bringing goods there, and then it's Sylph Co.
Yeah, maybe you're just not close enough. Either way, you can't really identify which one it is. Maybe the angle isn't right, maybe it's obscured, who knows?
What's our next course of action? Do we want to see if there's like an information center and get a map of Mawville? Or go to the gym? It's like, busting. Watson!
I would be down for either of these activities. Gimli, thoughts?
Yeah, I'd be down for this.
Or can Gimli discern roughly the direction the potential altercation took place?
Yeah, does my 18 allow me to know which way it was?
Yeah, it's south of the statue in the courtyard.
Okay. It's a that-a-way, partners.
Oh, God. Yeah, you more or less retrace your steps because you passed. Is that where you're going? Is to the commotion?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of the path that you took. You kind of walked by here earlier and didn't think much of it. But it's clear as you navigate around these alleys and the walking streets that you see like a big old yellow S symbol that identifies that this is perhaps the Sylph Company building. It does seem vaguely familiar. It's in about the right spot that would lead to the southern route where Energy was setting up those transponders to do that one big experiment when there was the political uprising and you first met who you now know is Mewtwo. You see the door is like propped open, the main glass double door that leads to the lobby. And there's a bunch of caution tape that has been put up. And there is a police officer standing guard alongside a large dog-like Pokemon with tiger stripes, just kind of standing and looking carefully around.
Oh, no. I suppose we should go ask what happened.
Yeah,
we gotta make it look like we're genuinely... It's like, oh, damn, I was really excited to see the lobby of the Sylph Co. building. I heard so much about it as a genuine tourist of the Hoenn region.
We totally don't look like we live in this city.
I don't know you people at all.
What you mean? We've been traveling for a long time, miss. We're blending in. We look like tourists.
Do you say all this in front of the police officer?
The tourist part?
We look like tourists.
No. Sorry, like the other parts.
Like the
the wanting to see the lobby.
Purposely overhearable, like, oh, darn. Yeah. We don't get to see, like, you know, the inside of the Sylph Co. building.
Oh, yeah. Darn.
So interested as a big fan of Sylph Co. worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah, back where we come from, huge fan of Sylph Co. Just massive.
Like, only Jeep might be better than Sylph Co.
Right. I got a Ford F-150 from Sylph Co. That's where they sell them, right?
Deception from Cindy, perception from Elodie, please.
I can't. Deception. I'm losing
my mind. Oh my god. 21?
21 on the deception and 15 on the perception.
Yeah.
With the 15, you pass by those teenagers who are hanging by the fountain as you retrace your steps, and you hear them say something, something, Quacko Paco, something, something, Unova. That's all you make out from listening. And then Cindy, yeah. You got a 21?
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough to, like, remove this police officer from their post, but they say, I'm sorry, miss, but we've had a security issue. No one's allowed entry right now.
That's crazy. How dare someone break the sacredness of this building and cause a security breach?
Did they damage anything in the building?
Oh my god, guys. Yeah, roll... The police officer is trying to keep things anonymous, so roll a persuasion, Elodie.
Okay.
Well, my good golly gosh, as I live and breathe, do they damage anything in the building?
17.
Okay, so, yeah, 17 is enough for
my
now.
My word.
My word.
The police officer looks around to kind of see if like he has any superiors nearby, and he leans forward a tiny bit and kind of whispers. He says, "Yeah, someone flew up in the air on their Pokemon and broke in, and he still hasn't left yet. We're trying to find out where he went."
It's just the darndest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my stars in heaven. That's crazy.
Well, thank you for doing the Arceus's work.
Wow. Do you go to turn around to leave?
Praise be.
As you all do so, as you go to turn around, you turn about, and you're unable to walk further any forward because you bump into the afro of a large bull. There is a Bouffalant pulling a cart, joined by Merchant West. Merchant Wes, I'm sorry. Joined by Merchant Wes. Wes says, "Hey, I haven't seen Unovans around here in a while. How's it going?"
But he gets so well.
He's met us before.
He has. He doesn't recognize you. He thinks you're from Unova.
Right, because we're wearing cowboy outfits.
And you're cosplaying and cowboys.
Yeah. We're talking in country accents.
Yeah. And that's what people from Unova sound like.
You can't tell me that Clay doesn't sound like that.
Oh, Clay 100% is that. Yeah.
Yeah. So people just assume that you're Unovan.
You're just all people that live in the same area Clay's from.
Yeah, we're Drifil.
Another Unovan and these them their parts.
I gotta tell you, I just love the lore of the fact that like cowboys are from Unova exclusively.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no other space for them. Like, not that Tauros is native to Kanto or anything. Like,
no, they're in Alola, too.
Yeah, and the Miltank exists. Right. Like, it's like the literal cow Pokemon.
Yeah.
But true cowboys are from Unova.
That's correct.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cow men are from Unova. Cowboys are everywhere else.
Wes will say, "If I had to guess, it sounds like y'all are from Flotchasy Ranch."
Darn tootin'. We
I love
are.
Tootin', brother.
Oh, very good. He says, "Well, I'm sure you're missing some of our native treats. Can I interest you in some Castalia cones?" And he opens up a freezer full of little ice cream cones. He wants to sell them to you.
Oh, well, how much are you selling them?
I've missed these
before?
So much.
He says,
"Gosh darn, I had one of these in a fortnight. I would love that."
He says, "I'll give you a discount. I'll sell them for 10 Pokédollars each."
I'll take a Castalia cone. My favorite.
My favorite. IQ points just drop saying that. My God, I'll take a Castalia cone.
Would it be unhinged to take my
slow roll, dude.
Castalia City Cool Guys jacket out of my backpack?
Well, you bought it from him.
No, don't. Yeah, that gives away the blows the cover. Well, I'll be. You have one of those jackets. No way, dude. Can't do it. Well, can't blow the cover.
Yeah, well, we'll buy cones.
Okay, so 30 Pokédollars down the drain?
Absolutely.
It's not down the drain. This is important.
It is important, yeah. So
we're blending in, dude.
Yeah, everyone remove those funds. And Cindy, I hope you removed your funds from the mail as well.
I did, yes.
Okay.
God, we are so deep undercover.
Wes asks, "Is there any other trainer goods that might interest you all in?" He has the classic assortment of potions, revives, Pokéballs, you know, repels, escape ropes, all that good stuff.
Oh, let me check group inventory real quick.
Yeah, I was like, actually, look, this is like, we're accidentally shopping, but like, I'm down. Like, let's see.
Also, we love this guy, whether he knows it's us or not. He got right. The lore. I wonder if he's been telling people the Quacko Paco lore that he learned from us.
I hope so. We should ask. Just kidding.
Hey, I keep hearing about this Quacko Paco. You know about them?
Let's do it. Okay. All in.
Sure. Who says that, Gimli?
Sure.
I need a performance or a deception, your choice.
16.
Okay. Yeah, Wes says, "You know, I think I have. I met a group that I'm pretty sure was them right outside Meteor Falls several days ago. Speaking of which, you all kind of look similar to them, but I know it can't be you because they had two other people with them." Well, not two other people. They had one other person, but they had one extra girl, and you got a guy with you. You got a fella, so that can't be right. But no, they're a charming group, and I heard on the news that they were doing some valiant things. It seems like a strong group of trainers. I hope they make a good name for themselves.
Well, they sure do sound grand. We've been hearing stories all over town about them. But enough of that. Let's see. What's your wares? What do we got? You got anything else that's kind of special?
Roll a d20.
Two.
Okay. He says, Unfortunately, I'm running low on stock. That's kind of why I came to Mauleville, so I could find some more supplies. I have a shipment coming to me from the post office, but I still have one iron in my inventory, which I'm willing to cut a deal to a fellow Unovan, if anyone's interested.
How much are you charging for that iron?
He says,
we're so good.
These things are kind of hard to come by, but I'll cut you a deal for 5,000 Poké Dollars.
Ooh. Well, that's mighty steep for me, partner. Unfortunately, I'm only on traveling funds.
Wes says, very well, I understand. Well, I appreciate
it. Do you have a card? Maybe I can contact you about it when I'm back in my region. I can give you a little call.
Wes says, why, of course. And he like rummages through a folder that is in the cart that Bouffalant is pulling and hands you a little business card. It says, Cart Guy Wes is his title. And then there's like an illustration of a Bouffalant, and it's got like an address and some contact information.
My, this is mighty fine card stock, my friend. Very good card.
He says, I'm so glad you like it. I look forward to hearing from you back in Unova.
Absolutely. I'll be in contact, my friend.
He says, this travel embargo ever ends, hopefully. I mean, that's kind of why I'm stuck here. I hope you guys are planning on staying for a while.
We'll be around. I mean, we kind of have to be, like you said, traveling embargo and whatnot.
Wes nods and says, yeah, that's true. Well, I hope you all have a blessed rest of your day. And he begins to pull off with his Bouffalant.
You have a mighty fine Yeehaw. Day yourself, sir. Yeehaw.
One more deception.
Yeah, they commonly say yeehaw in Nova.
As a farewell? Is that true?
Yeah.
We're just really excited to meet another Unovan.
RC speed, friend. 15.
Okay, he buys it. He's like a little suspicious, but he's like, all right, these guys just probably haven't been home for a while. They're a little delirious.
Yes.
And he pulls off. And Elodie, just to give me a classic charisma.
I love it. Natural 20.
Oh, wow. Very good. The cop was kind of listening to you guys. Elodie has a natural charm for cops. I don't know what it is. Very unusual. God.
Elodie and the police, man. Made yeah. a more iconic duo.
Seriously. This police officer was like, I heard you all talking about the Quacko Paco. You stay away from them, all right? I hear they're dangerous.
What do you mean by that? You heard some? I just heard they're wonderful.
The police officer says, well, yeah, but they're doing that whole vigilante justice thing. In my opinion, they got to keep that stuff to the professionals. And he kind of he tugs at his badge a little bit.
So professional. You're absolutely right.
So above table, I need to share this joke because as soon as you said Elodie has a charm for police officers, I thought ACAB, all cops are boyfriends.
Well,
and it just
what?
I just, my harem of law enforcement. Yeah, right, I just like started just laughing
well,
to myself.
The previous one
it's
was
fine. It's fine. I'll make it.
All cops it's are fine. Brandon, right? That was the
yeah. All cops are Brandon, and now all cops are boyfriends.
It's pretty good. Cindy, give me a perception. You haven't done one in a while. I like making you guys roll, even though it's just perception checks.
666. That is a 19.
Okay, pretty good. A couple things. You notice some commotion in the lobby. There's like a detective talking to someone who is standing behind a reception table, taking notes. And you see maybe like a raid team, SWAT kind of team, like people with flashlights and shields are like waiting for an elevator and some are running upstairs. It seems that there's an alarm going off. And additionally, above you and behind you, Cindy, you specifically hear the sound of a helicopter.
Oh, shit. To the to the police officer, I'm going to be like, well, I actually heard that their Quacko Paco had some business with the Duford Town police and that they were actually helping them out. So I think they're actually helping the police officers and they got a good relationship.
Roll a persuasion.
Jesus. You got all the deets.
I just heard it on the street. What? I don't know where from.
You're a little lady.
I don't know what to tell you.
I must say, you are very well informed.
21.
Oh, God. Yeah, the cops, yeah. Like, he listens and he just, his face says, like, you know, this is unbelievable that they're even trying to argue this. And then he thinks for a minute and he's like, yeah, you know, that Duford Police Department, they're always understaffed. It's probably the smallest force in the Hoenn region. So if any community is going to be helped by some ruthless vigilante justice, then I suppose it's Duford Town. But did you hear about what happened to them today? Quacko Paco didn't help them out there.
God, oh no. I've really stuck myself in it.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's true, but that seemed like a real losing situation there in Duford. That's all on the news. This just seemed real bad. I don't know.
The cop says, Yeah, kind of an impossible situation. Kind of reminds me of what happened a few weeks ago here, right where we're standing here in Marvel City. Seems like the same organization, same problem, same threat. Pretty unfortunate. I hope someone's going to figure out what to do with that. It's still unusual that the government's taken so long to make any kind of official statement, but I hope they track them down. I hear that out of the three vehicles that began the siege, there's still two of them there.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Do you know if they're still continuing the siege?
The police officer says, well, until I got this assignment, I was just watching the news. I was watching Gabby and Ty report it. No one knows why they're there, but they are still there. In fact, apparently they're looking for something or someone. I'm not sure, but they're not very clear about their intentions. And we got the whole... He's kind of rambling because he trusts Elodie. He says, I understand we got the whole Elite Four over there now, but again, no statements, and Champion May hasn't made an appearance yet either.
Thank Arceus that they've still got the whole Elite Four there keeping them safe.
The cop nods. He says, but it's a shame that they can't be at their regular posts. What if something comes up in Lily Cove or Evergrande or Moss Deep? There's going to be no one over there.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's bigger problems in the world right now than perhaps what's happening at this this here Silphco building.
What are you trying to say with that, Elodie?
What's going on? What's the thought process here with that one?
I don't know, man. I'm just talking to a cop.
Just talking. Yeah, you're doing that smooth talking to police officers that
Elodie's
you're very
known
good at.
For. Yeah.
Yeah. The Elodie cop charm.
You should wink at him.
Oh, God.
What does that have to do with the statement I just made? There's bigger problems in the world. Wink.
Then it's like, you can try like, it. I'll let you know what the cop thinks.
Yeah, that's a cop. That viscerally makes it. The wink happens. I'm viscerally uncomfortable. Like, I think. Elodie, cops, man.
No wink yet.
Okay. We're holding that. Hold the wink. Hold.
Okay. In this time, the helicopter kind of goes more overhead, and you all kind of look up to see it. There's someone like standing out of an open window, and they like are clutching a Pokeball, and they are holding like some sort of vision device, like a telescope of some sort of binoculars or something, with one hand, and they're circling around like halfway ish up the building, maybe 2/3. Up the building. They're flying around. It's a little noisy, but you're still able to keep your hats on.
Sick. Maybe we should like back away from the front of the building, see if we can see anything.
I mean, I'm talking to this cop. I don't know
what to tell
you.
Well,
you have to keep talking to the cop. Like,
I mean, you could be like, keep up the good work. Arceus speed, and we dip.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll say that. Well, you're doing Arceus work here today. At the Silphco building. Thank you for shooting the shit with me here.
Is that all?
I don't know how to say goodbye, man. How do we
yeehaw! Southern people... It's yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Well, wink.
No, not the yeehaw wink combo.
Is there a wink in there? Is the wink happening?
I'm absolutely doing the wink with the
they
yeehaw.
Won't be able to resist.
Okay, charisma time.
The yeehaw wink combo is a true combo, dude.
Straight charisma, that's a 16.
Okay, that's pretty good. The cop blushes a little.
Oh, got him. Irresistible. Blushes,
he like averts his eye contact. Yeah, he's like he's thinking to himself, it's been a while since anyone's actually respected like the force and the honor that comes with being a police officer, so he's a little humbled.
Yep, honor.
Yeah, that's what so he's true. Thinking
Melody certified bootlicker.
Back to blue.
Back to blue.
Anything else for this encounter?
I think for now we just want to see if we can get a better eye on the situation.
Yeah, okay. Lisa.
What's your angle? You're just gonna back up into the courtyard? Are you gonna try and like push towards like the cycling road? What is your plan?
Could we see which side of the building was broken into? Like, we can, like, walk around the building. Maybe not, like, directly around the building, but, like, maybe a block or two away to still see what's going on up that way.
Yeah, how
do you...
Does
that make sense?
How do you reckon on doing that?
I don't know. It depends on what way is clear. Like, the other side of the courtyard, depending on what side that is. Is it the front?
So, this is at the southern end of the courtyard, and there's, like, only a simple alley kind of behind the building, and then it's forest, and then cycling road, and then New Mauville over the water.
Is our wagon in New Mauville? Can we see that from here?
You can't see it from here. You'd have to get closer.
Honestly, Schmidt's probably fine. Let's just go get the Cradily Feather, like,
or check the gym, see if Watson's there.
Yeah, that
No, Schmidt's okay. It's not like we could do anything about it anyway, huh?
We did our best. We did talk to that cop.
Wait, is there anything that we can, like, do to let Schmidt know that we're here? Does anybody have, like, a mirror we can, like, just flash sunlight into, like, the windows of the higher floors?
Come on! She's making weird bird noises. But not right in front of, honestly,
not in front of the cop.
He's the bird guy. Like,
right.
If anybody's gonna...
Anyone knows random bird calls, like, it's that guy.
Yeah. But not in front of the cop. Like, get out of his line of sight and then just start doing fucking
bird calls. It's line of sight that matters when he's hearing bird calls. You're so right.
It's us. We're not doing southern accent bird calls.
Oh, sorry.
Or you have Cabbage. Cabbage can do like a scenty thing. So like Schmidt knows we're here.
Oh, excuse me.
Does that make sense?
I can try.
What scent do we want?
What scent tells Schmidt we're here, but not the cops?
God, you can't convey an entire message with just the scent, you know?
I know, but I feel like if it's something specific, he will understand.
You know that cologne that he wears?
Can I lock that scent? I was thinking Fart Box Mime Jr. Oh, but cologne is so much
would
better.
Would be, you know.
Cologne's actually correct.
Who let out that stinker?
Who just ripped one? Like, God, that's awesome.
Yeah, you can get a performance from Cabbage for creating a scent. Something that I feel like she hasn't done in a while. Used to do it all the time.
That's true. It has been a moment. 18.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. For clarity, you're trying to waft this, like, up the building?
Mm. Yes.
Okay, so this is going to be pretty potent. This is going to be like a axe in a middle school locker room. This is going to be powerful.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Cabbage successfully wafts this into the air, up and around the building. I guess you're facing the northern facade from where you are standing. And, you successfully do that. The cop is now, like, disgruntled. He's like, what was that?
It sounds like a middle school locker room in here.
Yeah, he's not pleased.
What happened?
He's like, I'd prefer the rear of a skunk tank right now. And he, like, plugs up his nose. And his Arcanine partner is also, like, got its paws over its nose on the ground. I hate it.
What in tarnation is that?
P.U.
P.U. Someone's got to figure out that smell, I think, more so than what's going on in the Silco building.
Oh, my gosh. Roll a deception.
Oh, we're clean? 22?
Yeah. The cop doesn't seem to particularly care, but our canine is becoming incredibly frustrated. It has very sensitive sniffer, and this is, like, unacceptable for it. It begins to whine and howl, and it starts kind of... I don't know how better to put this. It starts to rampage a little. It shoots out little gouts of fire, and it starts to run around, and it is howling and causing a bit of a commotion. The cop says, whoa, hold on, partner. Like, and not in the cowboy way, but more like this is his partner in law enforcement. And it seems that you've caused a bit of a distraction.
I don't think sneaking in would be advised. Because then we'll get arrested part two. Jail Arc Boogaloo.
Yeah, we can't spend so much of the campaign in jail.
But we're so charismatic with cops. Like,
no, it's just you.
All cops are boyfriends.
All cops are boyfriends.
Ah, yeah, that's
just start to take them. Okay, it's like, oh man, if only I could help your puppy. And then you take him on a date to the vet, and then
and then you guys break in,
right? And then you get your date again.
And then Jim Lee's just here watching us do this shit.
And Jim Lee not in a cowboy outfit, but
like, Jim Lee's reacting to like this whole thing.
He's like, these are heroes? Yeah, this is my dad.
People you hang out with, dad?
Jim Lee's a little confused and surprised, but he's kind of thinking like, maybe this is why they're so successful, is stuff like this.
It's just like, maybe if you were just a goofy goober, just a funny little group of guys like we are, like maybe you would be more successful at Red.
Yeah, maybe if Red had a personality.
Yeah, maybe if Red didn't talk through freaking Pokemon, then... Homie we're can't riz his way through nothing.
We're just dissing his boyfriend in front of him?
Yeah.
No.
My son needs to pick better men.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you're going to stand around here, I need everyone to make a dexterity save. For our canine is using that move. I forget what it's called, but it's the fire type outrage. Temper flare? Is that what it is?
No, temper flare's the stomping tantrum.
Which one is a raging fury? Arcanine has started to use raging fury, so everyone must be.
I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta go, guys. We should not be close.
Well, he's raging.
Make your saves, and your Pokemon too. Your partners, I'm assuming, are out. Soli's immune, so that's fine. She doesn't have to make a save.
Yeah. Okay. I saved. Cabbage did not.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 13. I did not save.
That's a 7.
Okay.
Ooh.
If you're a person who failed, you will take 30 points of fire type damage. If you are a Pokemon who failed, you take 60 points of fire type damage as this powerful Arcanine uses a powerful attack to somehow hopefully solve this problem that is this terrible smell that it can't stand. Its nose is too powerful.
Ouchie. City's not looking so hot, guys.
Yeah, and you get knocked over and a little singed, perhaps. The cop apologizes. He says, oh, I'm so sorry. I just don't know where that smell came from, and it's really upsetting my partner.
I'll be like, whoa, Nelly there. Slow down, partner. And then motion for Cabbage to, like, stop the smellingness.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. Cabbage can just kind of cut it off, and Arcanine will calm down after a bit, but it's still kind of whining. You know, it's not a happy pup. And the cop says, well, that was real odd. I feel like whatever's going on, y'all should probably get out of here, probably.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you kindly for your information.
Thank you for your service.
And thank you for your service, yes.
Yeah, he tips his little cop hat to you all and says, have a great rest of your day and be safe.
He has a tiny cop hat?
He has a cop hat, not top hat.
I know, but you said tiny cop hat. Is it smaller than it should be?
we'll say that this is like a large man, and so the hat looks small on him. So.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah.
He's just a giant guy. He's like 7 foot tall.
I don't know. Okay, hold your horses. Okay,
I've been. I always hold my horses. How dare you?
He's probably like, he's large. He's like 6'6" maybe, but he's also like wide and
sounds like boyfriend material. That's a lot of boyfriend.
That's really good.
Except the hat needs to be smaller.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, we're approaching 4 p.m., 5 p.m. in Mauville City. What are we doing?
As we just fucking bumbled our way through Mauville City as cowboys.
Hey, it's with the Quacko
and
back.
Nobody knows it's us.
Yeah,
it's
truly nobody.
Want.
Yeah. Can we at least establish a destination? Where is the Quacko Paco thinking about going now?
Let's check on Watson for sure, right?
Walking over to the gym?
Yeah.
Okay. You all make a trek. You cut diagonally across the courtyard from the southeast corner to the northwest corner, because the northwest corner is where the gym is. You can see, it's like newly refurbished. It looks like a brand new Pokemon gym, because it probably is. Right as you're about to enter the Pokemon gym, there is an additional shattering of glass coming from the Sylph Company building. And from the eastern side of the building, you see a familiar shadow jump out and summon a Pokemon that is familiar as an Altaria and soar quickly, blindingly fast, to the east. And that's where we will end the session. Hello, and thank you so much for listening to Dunsparce and Drampa. Extra special thanks to our two latest patrons, being Saul and D'Artagnan. I'd like to give a shout out to my cat, Crunchwrap Supreme, who I've officially had for a year now. If you would like to see a picture of Crunchwrap Supreme, join our Discord. Discord.gg/Calyrex will take you to the CGC. There you can look at pictures of Crunchy all day, as well as talk about the podcast, Pokemon, tabletop RPGs, and more. Discord.gg/Calyrex. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you for the next session on May 28th.
What's that Edgar Allan Poe poem where it's like hearing the heartbeat through the floorboards, except it's Mewtwo going honk, me, 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 me.
Oh my god. You guys are too much.
Oh my god. What is that?
Telltale Heart, right?
Yeah. Telltale Heart, yeah.
Oh my god. That should be one of the comments. The content.
Telltale Heart.
Just the poem.
Just the poem. The whole thing. Yeah, Schmidt's so cool, dude.
I wish you were real.
Yeah, if only.
Yeah.
How is he gonna know about his mail?
I don't know if that's like a priority right now.
What?
Okay, so we steal his mail.
You know, we could.